Kanban Show is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/Kanban. There's over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, Zoom, iPhone, or MP3 player.
People are making babies to this show. Musty basement.
All right.
It's the Kanban Show.
Welcome to the Kanban Show. Geeky, nerdy fun with four guys I know. Chad, Kevin, Butters, Jamie, and Tim. I just can't wait for the show to begin. Welcome to the Kanban Show. 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm. The Kanban Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or check with Butters the Stalker or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by, discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. The strong and handsome and sometimes shy.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Kanban Show. I am Chad, the Kanman Canfield. This is episode 90. We're recording live from Frightmare Forest Presents Circle of Ash. It's their new location, which will be open in a couple weeks for the Freedom Festival. Joining me tonight is a pretty big panel, as he has been almost every episode. My best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin Kappas. How are you doing, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, Chad.
Good, good. One of my other best friends in the whole wide world.
Oh, you got more than one best friend?
Yeah, I do. I do. You're the one I love, though. You're the one I really love.
Prison style.
Prison style, yes. Dan Alpers.
Hey, what it is.
What it is, indeed. Butters, where the hell you been?
Away.
Butters, Brian Butters Bodensteiner's back.
Hi, audience.
Hi. And back again, Corey Jordan.
Cock and balls.
Cock and balls, indeed.
Dan has sent me emails addressed to cock and balls, which made my wife laugh out loud at a funeral.
By the way, Corey, I just want to send you our condolences. I didn't get to say that earlier. I heard your grandmother passed.
Yeah, that was expected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's been pretty bad for a while now. So okay. It's actually a good thing.
Yeah, Lisa wasn't at work today.
No, she was bothering me all day. So
grieving, I understand.
Yeah,
I respect that. So my condolences.
Thank you.
Butters, great show on Friday.
Great show to you.
Yeah, I had a good time. I performed with Comics in Action. Butters was in the show, of course. So was Todd Gutnecht. Mojo did a pretty good job emceeing the first time. It's the first time he emceed, right?
No, he's emceed before.
Oh. Okay, so Brian...
Did I ruin that? I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, that was a great job.
Yeah, great job. Good job. Great job.
So honestly, Chad did not choke.
No, he didn't.
On anything.
I was waiting for it.
No.
He did actually lose more clothes as the show progressed.
Yeah, I did. I pulled a Jerry and took off my shirt.
So are you saying that the full Monty has ruined him for...
I don't know, dude. They were doing the worst... They did this game called World's Worst, and somebody said construction worker. And I'd be lucky Vanos and take off my shirt. But...
Well, you started with like a sport coat and tie on.
Yeah.
Then the coat was gone. Then the tie was gone. Then like the dress shirt was gone.
And then I had
Your regular shirt was gone.
Yeah. Then I put it back on. But Danuk was also on the show, and the other guy's name is Mark.
Kevin.
Kevin. The other guy's name
Mark.
Was Kevin.
Kevin. Whatever.
Yeah. Kevin. Mark.
Larry,
Kevin.
Daryl or Daryl.
Agent IOU.
Yes.
He did a great job too. He's new.
Yeah. He's been with us maybe 6 months.
Wow. Good job. He did great. It was fun. It felt good to perform again. In front of an audience. It was fun. Hank Cranky Hanks. The guy who owns it was really, really nice guy.
It was kind of annoying. I just sat there and talked during the whole show, though.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, it was nice. I got to see Brett and Jessica Mullinex, so send a shout-out to them. And Amy's kids were there. So that's cool. Very fun. And I got to try a little bit of the pizza. I didn't think it was that bad. Well, everybody's like, every time I've gone there, Cranky Hank's is not one of my favorites.
Every piece of Cranky Hank's pizzas I've gotten is better than any other pizza I've
that's,
ever had.
Really? I enjoy it. The only thing I hate, the only thing I don't like about it is they put sausage and stromboli in everything.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Kami?
I'm sorry.
Put bacon and caramel on it.
Oh, no.
So instead of recording from the office of the haunt, we're actually in, I think this is the clown room, one of the decorated areas of the haunt, and it's coming together. It's looking pretty awesome. We're sitting under a couple different severed heads and some living dead dolls. No, they're not living dead. They're Satanimals is what they are.
Yeah.
My friend Aaron makes those in Des Moines, satanimals.com.
Apparently a bungee cord monster.
She's got a couple of them that are hanging in here. And the bungee corded thing is something I made. It used to be the jumping jack, or the jack in the box at the old haunt. But this is looking pretty cool.
Now I feel bad for making fun of it.
That's all right. You can make fun of it all
no,
you want.
No, you don't. It's Chad.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I like that someone here knows how to tie a noose.
Yeah, they do, and there's a bunch of them above us. So you might hear in the background they're getting ready to open, so they're moving, clearing out their egress around the haunt. So they're moving out these big piles of drywall and other things. So you might hear some crashing and some booming. Hopefully, we won't hear too many cursing or anything.
Don't hear any screams today,
well, as soon as Kevin starts talking, I'm sure we will.
So how you been, Kevin? Where were you last week?
Where was I? I don't know.
You were at the Cajun Fest or something.
Yeah, I went out to the Cajun Fest.
Did you eat gator? Or did the gator eat you?
Well, you know what? Nobody told me that the Cajun Fest wasn't on Monday.
Oh, it wasn't?
So I went out to the trailer park or the RV park out there.
Where the Cajun Fest was supposed to be?
Yeah. So I drove out there and just in time to see them packing up the kiddie rides.
Oh.
For the place. My daughter kind of freaked out and was like, I want to ride some rides. And
yeah, there was no rides to ride.
All the Band-Aids off and throwing
I want to eat some Cajun.
So you didn't come over then?
Snipping
well,
rubber bands.
We were in Amana, so we decided to
eat there.
So we ate at one of the restaurants there, which I have to say was the deadest I've ever seen Amana.
So which restaurant, when you guys go to the Amana Colonies, which restaurant do you guys go to?
Well, the Brick House is gone.
Like,
what?
Brick House is closed.
Yeah. When did that happen?
I couldn't get it out of anybody what
it
exactly happened to it.
Earlier this year.
Did Walt get sick or something? I don't know.
Walt and his gang is gone.
Oh my gosh.
His gang moved on.
I am speechless.
No, they got
I am too, because we go there all the time.
They got a chain across the parking lot, so you can't even park in there now.
Oh, weird.
Did the brick house mean that much to you that you just
it did
you're
for
just
us.
Flabbergasted at this point?
The place is wonderful.
We
That's
had our
where
wedding
I went,
was.
I
our
went
wedding,
there for years.
We went to the Amanda's. Sorry, Dan.
Now, I can't remember which restaurant.
It's gone. Get over it.
Clearly, I'm the one that murdered it.
We had our rehearsal dinner there.
With its death.
Well, we had your rehearsal?
I'm fine
yeah, our rehearsal dinner
worry.
For our wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it is... I was at his restaurant he had before the Brick House.
The Colony.
Okay, the Colony was
it's
his.
It's still there.
Okay.
But he just moved... He left the Colony and moved over to the Brick House. I think they're all related.
I can remember as a kid going to the Colony, and then we heard about the Brick House and, oh, how Walt moved and got to go see Walt. And,
yeah.
But I don't know. Hopefully Walt's okay.
Yeah, hopefully.
If somebody were responsible
but
for
he was pretty
closing
cool.
it up,
I think
he
actually ran the cash register.
Well, his kid, yeah, he did, but his kid was running it too. So it was him and his kid that ran it, and his wife. Man, his whole family ran it, so he would have something bad would have had to happen
but that
for them to get closed down.
But those places, I've heard they're kind of dead lately, so I don't know if it's the economy or
it could be
just a man who's not quite what it used to be.
I don't know.
I've been on the diet for a while now, so
that hasn't helped anybody.
That would account for the ox yoke starting to dwindle in business.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, the man is kind of a one-trick pony, though, you know?
Well, yeah, a $17 family-style meal.
I don't know.
I can't afford that anymore.
But what do you really go there for? I mean, you've seen it
pickled
once.
Ham.
You've seen it
well, the
before.
Food is good, man. Pickled ham.
Well, yeah, the cheese. Food is, but you're not going to draw people from out of state to
They do,
their...
man, all the time. That's
yeah.
that's their business. That's what's been their business
you're
model
You're missing
for...
my general point.
Right.
They're not going to draw enough.
But that's been their business model
they're
for 20, 30
people.
Years.
Yeah, that's
So are the people
the
dying off? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, I think so, yeah.
Old people have stopped being old and started being dead.
But I mean, what do you go there for besides, like, wine and cheese and antiques?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you need a water park.
Wine.
They do have one. It's called Wasserbahn.
Yeah, it's
but that's by the interstate.
Nowhere, though.
Wine.
Or pony rides.
You go in there and they just give you little glasses of wine.
Yeah.
And then you wander around wondering how
you're gonna get home. The Millstone Brewery's worth seeing once.
Yeah, well, it's all worth seeing. I mean, it's a nice place, but
I never think they
if you
get
want
upset,
people
just handing out all the free booze to people.
I have an Amanda wine story about my husband, Lisa.
Okay.
We went into a winery right near a smoked meat shop. And the reason we did that is because I was going to the smoked meat shop. And Lisa said, I want to go try some wine. So let's test some wines. I'm telling her, you do not like wine. I like wine. You do not like wine. You like fruit juice with a kick. You don't like wine. So we go into the first place, and I tell the guy, she doesn't like wine. She thinks she does, but she doesn't. So if you give her something fruity with a little bit of a zip to it, she'll be happy. And he goes, oh, I have some very light wines here. And I don't like the way he's telling me this, because I know he's thinking he's going to teach her how to like wine, which is just not going to happen.
Right.
So he gives her this little snifter of a red thing. She tastes it, spits it into the thing, and says, oh, my God, that's got way too much vinegar in it. the color drained out of the guy's face.
Nice.
I pulled her aside and said, honey, telling a winer that a vintner
a winer
his wine has too much vinegar is like
should
telling
we just call him winos?
A beer. Yeah, there you go. It's like telling a guy that brews his own beer that it has too much piss in it. It's the worst thing you can say.
Isn't that where the term piss and vinegar came from? I think somebody upset a guy that makes wine. Yeah.
You should have went to the
vintner.
Vintner.
You should have went to Millstream. We would have been happier at Millstream. Probably.
We did. And we ended up buying two bottles of their cherry stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You can't call it wine because there's no wine flavor to it. Now, they make it the same way, but it's basically cherry with a zip.
Malt liquor. Cherry malt liquor.
Something like that, yeah.
Wine coolers.
They mush them up, 40s. And then they dump a little bit of... put a little vodka in there, stir it up, call it wine. There you go.
So... Wow, I'm just blown away that Walt's closed, man.
No, I heard about it, and then to actually see it was something else, because, I mean, how many...
Since you've been a kid.
How many occasions have I been there for Mother's Day, Father's Day?
Anniversaries, the list goes on.
I took my wife there before we were married.
Well,
I mean,
I've
all
been
sorts
there.
Of stuff.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
You've never been there?
Never once.
I'm pretty sure I've been to the brick house.
Butters, you grew up in a rural area, didn't you?
You're is that where that song came from?
And then you get that.
Is that how you guys ate every day? You know, somebody you killed the chicken.
I love the
give everybody
bowl of beer.
Pull out of the chicken and the ham and the casserole ribs and all that crap.
Oh yeah, we ate like that style, of course. Everyone, you know, but
with the drunken, sad, dying fish.
Yeah.
What?
And then they give you a ping pong, and then you're supposed to win it.
I missed part of that.
That's good.
He's talking about the brick house, and they got a fishbowl of beer.
I was trying to explain the fishbowl of beer. And
oh, yeah.
They give you a ping pong.
Oh, yeah. Love
away.
It.
Don't need him.
All right. So what else did you do this past week?
What else is closed that we can reminisce about?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Went to Adventureland this weekend.
How was that?
And it was closed.
Did they have a
what?
New...
No, it wasn't. Beat the crap out of Marty Moose.
Do they have a new water park or something?
Yeah, they got a new water park, but that started a while ago. I heard it's not the greatest. I mean...
Well, they got a new thing at the water park where they actually have slides and wave pools. So they've added fun to the water park.
So they've added water park.
The one that they had
park.
Last year was just a splash pad like the ones you can get in Cedar Rapids. And
$35
to go to a splash pad.
It was one little plastic pool set out in front of the tornado.
And little squirty things in a bucket that would dump on you. And my wife will do that for free when I'm in the shower, so I don't really need
that. She dumps on you in the shower?
Yeah, she'll get a bucket full
that's
of
why he has to take a shower
on me while I'm showering.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we have a clear shower.
Is that called like a Cleveland steamer?
No,
that's when you poop on your
that's
lover's
on
chest.
The...
Oh.
While she's giving
no,
you...
No, that's a Dirty Sanchez.
Okay,
that's
okay.
On the
yeah, Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, make sure to look this all up on the internet.
While she's giving you oral pleasures,
All right.
On her chest will reach.
Okay, I'm sorry I opened that can of worms.
How do we go from Adventureland to Dirty Sanchez?
No, that's a Cleveland steamer.
You said
dirty
something
Sanchez
about dumping
something
on her
entirely.
Chest or something.
Oh.
Dumping on her.
Would you like to know what a Dirty Sanchez is?
I know what a Dirty Sanchez is. Just make sure to look it up on Google it. You'll find
Google Images. Urban Dictionary has good definitions of all these things.
Okay.
That Alabama snowplow?
Yep, sure does.
Have you guys heard of the Batman porn parody?
No.
I I think so.
It's based on the Batman 60s series with Adam West.
Is Adam West in it?
No, none of the original cast.
Somebody made a Batman porn?
It looks. All the costumes are absolutely identical to the 60s.
So does he have like a raging hard-on?
And
does
it, when he pumps it in and out, does it go BAM?
Did they get DC and Warner to sign off on it?
I think you've just
did. Did they officially license Batman?
I don't know. They must have.
Splat!
Well, no, not completely.
Splurt,
but
sklump.
There's a preview online for it, and it is identical. They show the opening theme. And it shows the pop and the zow and the punching and the cartoon bit. And it looks exactly like Batman.
Somebody gets
Robin,
slapped with a big
but instead
rubber
of
dildo.
Bat symbols and Robin symbols, they have X, X, X. And Robin has a little X.
Okay.
Just a little
so there's
X,
a Batman
poor Robin.
Porn. I knew there was a Star Trek porn once.
It's from the same company.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Vivid Entertainment.
I'm pretty sure there's probably porn of everything.
Probably.
There's probably a porn of this show somewhere.
Not yet.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
okay.
Video game porn.
Yeah, there is.
There's Left 4 Dead porn.
There's Left 4 Dead porn? For real?
Yeah.
I licensed it.
Wow.
Yeah. Sex show? With a zombie.
Nice. It wasn't there Forrest...
Pending.
Some Forrest Gump movie?
Forrest Pump.
Forrest Hump, yeah.
Saving
Star
Ryan's
Wars.
Privates.
Shaving Private Ryan.
That's my favorite.
Shaving Ryan's
shaving
privates.
Ryan's
I swear
privates.
To God, there was an actual
that
shaving,
was shaving
Ryan's,
Ryan's
privates.
Privates.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay, so Adventureland. Good times. Were the Chinese...
Chad, just killed three old ladies just by changing the subject that quick.
Chinese acrobat of Taipei?
No.
Were they still there?
None of it.
None of it. Oh, the part that burnt down, was that where they performed or what?
Well,
the Chinese acrobats of Taipei?
Yeah.
They're
don't
seriously
you remember that?
Still there?
No, they're not long enough.
Oh,
no, actually, what they have is
the Royal
some sort of a circus now. And the circus is pretty lame.
The Chinese Royal Acrobats of Taipei that have been here so long that they're now the Iowanese acrobats of
Well, all that center part to that town when you first walk in there, burned down.
The whole town burned down.
So all they got is a chain link fence. No, the outside part of the town, that's left.
Now it's a new ride called the Inferno.
But where all the toys and stuff were?
Inferno, right? They should have put a ride there.
I think where they had like the bingo charred. And stuff.
Like the building
you know,
fire.
Yeah, the bingo. There's no
one
bingo.
End of the other as fast as you can.
You know those stuffed whales act as an accelerant. I know this because we've had to take some of the toys we bought from Adventureland and use them to start our fire pit.
Nice.
And it burns like gasoline, long and hot and hot. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
If there was going to be a fire in the toy, that would be the worst place to have it. The ice cream shop would have been better, but even that stuff's flammable.
So
I think it was the same building as the ice cream shop, wasn't it?
No, ice cream shop was separate.
Oh, okay.
That was along the outside.
Oh, okay.
The inside is what burned.
Oh, okay.
And now all it is like a sand pit with a
they put like quarters in there for kids.
It. What?
They put like quarters in the sand so the kids could dig them out.
Little rocks and
cat turtles.
It's little Adventureland tokens that you can use in the boat machines.
But everywhere.
Those boat machines rock, man.
Yeah, they do.
I wasted so many quarters
on
that.
Oh, they're gone.
The boats are gone?
The little remote control ones.
The remote control.
Yeah.
Gone.
Oh,
Walt came along, closed up his restaurant.
What the hell?
So
okay.
Gave me those
Walt
boats,
took his boats, too.
Until
you are breaking Chad's heart tonight.
I'm demanding a boycott.
I'll break it more.
All right. Boycott Adventureland. As soon as I've gone this season, we're boycotting.
I don't know if I can handle much more. You know, Walt's
so what
gone,
else happened in Adventureland? What else is not there anymore? Silly Silo still there?
Well, they're part of my childhood.
Is that the fight thing?
Okay.
That's not as nice as it used to be when I was a kid.
Well, silly Silo? It's like 30, 40 years old.
There's a lot of
it's a spinning cylinder that the floor drops out on you and you puke after.
Yeah.
So half it's rusted up.
It's hard to breathe.
Oh, you went on it?
Oh, I went on it.
Yeah, if you want to uke fast, look up. That's a good way to do it.
And another thing I noticed, like of all the amusement parks that I've been to, there's no kids running stuff there. It's all old folks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's this time of year, too.
Actually,
about it. I mean, a lot of the schools still are going right now.
The deeper in summer you get,
but they're
the more
out
kids
of school, and it's weekend, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Plus, a lot of adults have tried to beat the kids to the jobs because of all the unemployment.
What I thought was funny is I was looking at some old lady's... badge.
Boobs.
And it
you
said,
were looking at her.
I was looking.
You were looking at her badge.
Her boobs were
was it right on her breast.
B as in boy. Badge.
Yeah.
And it said.
It's funny. You say B as in boy, then you say badge. What's that?
No.
I have no.
He's just a bad speller.
Is.
That's what he meant.
Okay. So you're looking at her badge.
So I'm looking at. I'm looking.
You're a vegetarian. Admit it.
So I'm looking at her badge.
There, I heard it.
You said stinking badges.
Stinking.
Stinky no badges. Stinking badges.
Stinky so she had
badges?
A stinky badge. Go on,
she had a stinky
Kevin.
Badge. You were looking okay, at okay, badge? Okay, okay, go.
Christ, Adventureland just has to go south every freaking time. Guys.
I didn't
well, the
do it this
are
time.
Gone.
Okay, badge.
That's all I have to
okay.
say.
But I kept on looking at their badges, like 1 year, 2 year service, 3 year service. I'm just...
So they're all, it's become
yeah,
the,
just,
the senior community
yeah.
retirement. I remember going
I mean,
there
I never
a
saw
years
any
ago.
Very high numbers, like...
Well, you don't
know.
Live that long.
Was it like Logan's Run where it turns a color? And then
one, you know? They feed you to the damn elephants in the Hannaford Circus.
Was it Carousel or whatever they got?
We took Zoe there a couple years ago, and she was like four. And I did. I guess I remember a lot of seniors now, there then, too.
Now, we started off pretty good because we went to the bumper cars.
Woot!
And one of the kids... they don't have those big styrofoam things on, like, the steering wheel anymore.
Oh, jeez.
I so, took those away, too.
The
it's just a piece
thing.
Of metal.
So,
they're on strike.
So I guess
boats.
They couldn't afford the styrofoam.
Did they replace
anymore.
It with,
there's
like,
a lot of
spikes?
Missing stuff in Adventureland these days, that's for sure.
Really?
But no, one of the kids, I don't know, about 10 or so, did a front-end collision and just smacked the steering wheel.
With his face.
No.
Yeah, with her
mouth.
Face. Yeah, with her face. So she, as we're walking out... She's like right at the exit, spitting blood up on the floor in front of people as they walk by, going, bah! You know, and just spat a big thing of blood out in front. And my daughter's like looking at it, like horrified, like, oh my God.
Somebody called Dr. House. She's like, going to cry for the girl.
It's like, I'll
take two.
She's probably not even hurt. She's got to see the blood and then she starts crying. Like,
well, I was
kids.
Like, honey, that's why you listen to mommy, daddy.
That's why we don't ride the ski lift, because she was just up there.
Yeah, but no, she really enjoyed that. But you know, I swear, every time I go to a park these days, I see something kind of horrifying like that. I mean, have you guys ever seen something like
punched in the throat at Adventureland a few years ago?
How old were you when you got punched in the throat?
I was old.
Okay,
and
who'd you piss off?
Who's the puncher?
I didn't piss anybody off.
Was it a girl?
He was drunk.
Oh, it was a guy.
So okay.
And he was mad at the goth guys that I was standing in line next to.
So he punched you?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Accidentally
missed
or on
them?
Purpose?
No, on purpose.
What?
Were you like,
he was
dude.
Afraid of the goth guys, but he didn't like them, so he took it out on me because I was standing next to them.
So I'm curious, when he punched you in the throat, did you go...
did you spit blood on
that
him?
That is standard operating procedure.
It was very much a Terminator moment where my head kind of... flipped to the side, and then I looked very slowly back at him, and there's all these, and I'm standing still.
Exterminate!
Exterminate!
And the Adventureland employees apparently saw this coming, so they came and ran and pulled him away from me, and,
before you
and
killed
were
him?
About to pull me away from him, but I just stood there. Motionless, so, looking at him.
Like a wuss.
Trying to catch his breath.
Were you stunned or enraged?
I think I was more like, wow, and, did that which, seriously actually just
did happen? That really happen?
That's
can
a
I
really
ask,
big
ride?
Dude, and I just stood there and took it like a man.
Which
that
ride?
Felt damn good taking it like a man like
it
that.
It was the space it, shot, yeah. wasn't it?
Which ride said. Was it?
It was the...
Merry-go-round?
It was the teacups. Yeah.
The space
no,
shot.
The space shot.
Yeah, it was
more,
the space shot.
More terrible okay. stuff happens at the space shot because the line is so irritatingly long, and people are such...
Hello.
Oh, okay, this guy that, was, okay, sorry.
We got a winner.
This guy was a
Corey's the winner for this podcast. Now,
sorry.
Like what
came from you?
I know.
Corey.
I and you know what?
Not Butters. You.
It's been
what the hell?
I'm
just sitting here politely.
It's been such a long week.
When Walt left, he took Butters' swears.
The two other occurrences that I can remember where something horrifying happened was one year I was watching like the airplanes.
Yeah.
That go around in a circle, and one of the kids
and the airplane took
sick.
Off.
The kid must have got sick. And he puked in a circle. Oh, and he did it.
So awesome.
He did it in a semicircle right at the feet of a bunch of mothers that were taking pictures and splashed them with all
nice.
This puke. And I was standing like at the next fence watching this and I was like, ha, 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 they got
awesome.
They got puke on them.
And then it came around
and
hit you.
And then the next thing that happened was it was one of those rides where you got a bunch of seats on like a platform and the thing just kind of goes in a circle.
Yeah.
And me and my wife were in the back and then I kept on watching this one little boy because I'm very good at spotting people that look sick at those things because I just do not want to sit by them.
The falling star looks like it's a simple little thing, but it is deceptively rough on your internals.
Well, the thing, I kept on watching him, and I was trying to tell my mom, watch the kid, watch the little kid. And then as we got halfway into the ride, you could just see him going, ugh. you know, he just started doing. It's like, oh, he almost did it that time. You know, you could just see him kind of heaving a little bit, and then as we're going around, you could see him puke, and it kind of hangs in the air, and then splat on all the people on either side of him.
And it was like, it was.
And
like,
I'm like, I'm in the back going, you didn't feel any spray, did you? Okay, great. You know? Awesome. And then the smell. And then we're like, everybody's like squirming. So Lucy's like,
was it like
get the hell out of here.
Sympathetic vomiters here. Barforama.
Everybody like, starts barfing.
Python and the meaning of life.
I had something like that on the space
rejecting
shot.
A wafer thin.
We're like next to get in line to go next. And the thing lifts up, and I've got the timer for this thing down. I can, I say go, and it goes. And
because I have that power.
Well, no, I just I can count to seven. So,
by the power of my soul.
So they're sitting there, and the girl facing the group, the big group of line sitters off to the left, is sitting there, and she's trying to talk herself into the ride, and she's strapped in. It's too late. There's no getting off now. And she's like, I can do this. I can do this. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't do this. I can do this. And then it lifts up, and she goes, oh, God. Glorg! All over the people in the area. And I go, 3, 2, 1, bye. Glorg!
I guess I'd rather get spit on by the people on that the chairs that go over the place, lift. I guess I'd rather get spit on by those people.
Okay, I made a point.
Punched in the throat by the drunk.
Who was it that you had here talking about Adventureland?
I don't know.
You had
Ryan Hoagland.
Yeah.
Hoagie.
Yeah. He
used to work there.
Told us a story about how you do not stand under the skylift because people spit on you.
Yeah.
So I was very conscious of the skylift and, you know. Another thing
you got to remember is you know where they're going to stop.
Yeah.
I like to carry a baseball.
Blue shirt. Got it.
If they stop,
start pointing at him, you know, making
running underneath him.
Neck, you know.
You're already dead.
But another thing that
gotta come down sometime.
You know, another thing was I noticed
You in the throat.
Bunch of people walking around with like those yards, like margaritas and everything.
Yeah.
They put ices in them.
Oh wow.
For the kids.
Oh yeah.
So they get them like used to that before they go to Cancun and get ripped off of margaritas by the yard. And,
yeah.
But, nice.
Yeah, and then Katie wanted to play every damn game, and then she had a meltdown. And
crazy. Nice. You still have that bruise on your arm from your gangsta shooting the bow and arrow?
Gangsta bow shooting.
Yeah.
Well, they gave me a left-handed bow and I'm a righty.
Yeah, Ryan was telling us a little bit about it last week.
You're doing this.
No, I'm doing like gangsta star.
Okay, oh, the bruise doesn't look as bad anymore.
Because they don't have the notch.
When you do gangster style, you
so somehow I whacked myself right there.
Oh, it looks a lot better.
Oh, you should have saw it last week.
Wow. Dude, I gotta say, it looks like you're lucky to have skin there.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It was a little rough, and the thing was is I was starting to get upset because I was whacking myself and not hitting anything. And shut up.
Why would you be upset about that?
I was shooting
the bow angry sex. And not
God, I hate you.
Bullseye.
For the listeners, that looked way funnier than it sounded.
That's why they call it self mutilation, I guess.
Yeah. So I said, what the hell? I'll start shooting lefty. First time I shoot lefty, bullseye.
Stranger.
Sometimes the stranger danger is good then.
Yeah.
That's why you sit on your hand.
Sit on your hand.
Get it numb.
You sit on your left hand.
Yeah, and then it's like a visitor comes over and takes care of you.
Yep.
When your hand's all numb.
What the hell?
It's like having a stranger. Well, okay, so we got this new Cartoon Network. We've been having issues with the cable boxes because Scientific Atlantic cable boxes suck.
Yeah.
And I've gone through, I got a new one on Thursday, and I almost need to get a new one now.
Wow.
They're saying we have electronic backfield. That's bullcrap. I'm grounded like you wouldn't believe.
They always blame you.
They blame me, so they don't have to. It's just they're giving me crappy cable boxes.
Well, not even the Motorola boxes aren't any better.
No.
I mean, I've been through quite a few Motorola boxes myself.
We don't have HD Cartoon Network.
We do now.
And I want it. No, I have Mediacom, so.
But I think I have a Texas Instrument.
It just came on Thursday. We just got it on Thursday.
Mediacom can kiss my ass. What?
So you're never on. Your service is always down.
There's this really cool cartoon on.
My internet works beautifully.
Oh.
I think they know me. Because I have, if it doesn't come up right, I backhack them, and then they get all pissy. So
your Mediacom?
Yeah, I'm Mediacom.
My Mediacom connection is what I use for my home. I am on internet connection for work.
For work. Yep.
Because my Mediacom connection is so much faster.
I used to have a lot of problems at first, when the cable modem, when you know the cable internet came out. Uh-huh. I used to have problems all the time.
Yeah.
But lately, we had a repeater or something in our area that got moisture into it, so it wouldn't work every time.
Did somebody piss on it?
Yeah. And then so, as soon as they figured that out and replaced it, never had a problem ever since.
Yeah, see, we've got good solid internet. In fact, I ran a little program that did speed reporting for me for an entire day, and my internet speed never dropped below 7.
Cool.
So,
well, this show is talking about, I forgot the title, I should have wrote it down, but it's about this boy and this dog, and they are adventurers, and the episode I watched was about this guy, this death was giving away free magical powers.
Okay.
And they were talking about, before they went to meet this guy, whether it would be cool to see a demon heart or to taste a demon heart, the heart of a demon.
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. This is on Cartoon
This
Network?
This is on Cartoon Network. This every HD. Day this week on at 5 o'clock.
Okay, so it's not
well,
Adult
Swim. Well, it's actually
Swim.
Seven. No,
actual,
it's not Adult Swim. This is a
regular
show. But it's hilarious.
Tasting demon hearts?
Yeah, it was great. But anyway, Death says, hey, he's kind of like a... You know, you see those guys, not flashers, but they open up the coat and they're full of watches and stuff. Well, this guy's giving away free magical powers. So he opens up this portal to this wizard who is giving away free magical powers.
It sounds like Adult Swim.
It does sound like Adult Swim, but it's not. And it's hilarious. The guy who does the voice of Bender does the voice of the dog, I'm
Billy
pretty
West?
Sure. Something DiMaggio.
Billy West, I thought, did.
No.
Joe DiMaggio?
Billy West does.
Just Fry in them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio. It really sounds a lot like Joe DiMaggio. Almost Bender-esque, but not quite.
Speaking of Bender, Futurama starts again on the 24th.
Does it?
Yep.
See, they're still like crashing and booming.
Are they just doing cut-up episodes of the movies first?
No, they're doing the brand new shows, all new episodes.
And what's that on?
Comedy Central.
Comedy Central,
yeah.
And
awesome.
It is more proof that Fox is staffed entirely by morons.
Well, no. Comedy Central is owned by NBC,
yes,
which also owns Sci-Fi. So, yeah.
Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, and no, Cartoon Network is someone else. Yeah.
Cartoon Network is MTV and
Viacom.
Viacom, yeah. Yeah, because when I freelanced for them, I saw they had the fill out an application and it lists all their properties.
Subsidiaries.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was. But you got to watch Cartoon Network, man. There's so many cool shows that I'd never watched Cartoon Network because it wasn't in HD.
And that's why I don't watch Cartoon Network right now.
But
I'm waiting for Venture Brothers second half of season.
There's some awesome show with. Is it Awesome Show with Tim and Eric?
Well,
or something?
Oh my coming.
God!
It's stupid.
It's horrible. They
had
like
some,
four or five
some
of them
guy missing a bunch
shows.
Of teeth. some bald black guy with missing a bunch of teeth with the thick glasses, and he was singing about his love affair with a female insectoid person.
Okay.
Wrong. It was wrong.
Got a question for you.
Yeah.
You remember the IT Crowd, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I watched something on, I think it was Cartoon Network, on Adult Swim called The Mighty Bosch.
Mighty Boosh.
Mighty Boosh.
Mighty
Boosh. It's got the one guy from there.
Yep.
It's got two of the guys.
It's got which
it's got,
ones?
It's got,
oh, yeah, it does.
It's
got
the goth guy.
Okay.
The goth guy.
Okay, the
it.
Guy that's in the closet.
And then the boss from, the second boss, the son.
The son, the one
he's
that
in it as
sleeps
well.
With the man. That woman that used to be a man. Okay, yeah.
So it's got two guys from there. So
the guy with the electric sex pants.
The electric
Don't
sex pants.
Don't spoil the show already.
I'm not. That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
So he's on that show, so, The Mighty Boosh.
Yeah, I saw them. And the goth guy was kind of hard to tell it was him without his goth makeup on.
Well, they show him without it on there.
Yeah, but he's acting totally different than what he is in that. So.
So The Mighty Boosh, good stuff.
That's Bosch.
Boosh.
But I watched a little bit of that, and some of the Star Wars, Clone Wars cartoon that Ryan's in love with. You like that show, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. It looks amazing, actually.
Really I love listening to Ryan talk about it. They're changing canon.
And then he goes and says he's not a fanboy. That's what made me laugh. I'm like, really?
You're not a fanboy? Well, whatever.
I consider myself a fanboy, and he's like
he is
a whole nother level than where I'm at. There was somebody important in the geek community that defined definitively the word fanboy.
Why do we have to listen to this person's definition of
exactly
fanboy?
was his name Webster
Miriam,
because that's the only
Webster
definitions I get.
It was Miriam.
Nice.
And what I'm guessing is that Ryan disagrees with the fact that this definition of fanboy is stating that you must be a fan of absolutely everything.
Like, how many?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the guy.
No, you're talking about Kyle, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
This was kind of along the same lines as what Kyle Newman believed.
You can't disagree
with
anything Lucas said.
And it's not just in reference to Star Wars. It's in reference to anything. It's in reference to Star Trek, Star Wars.
Life in general,
according to
Lucas.
I think you can be a fanboy and not be like just a Trekkie or Trekker, not just a Star Wars
fan. You can be a fanboy and not be required to dress up at the Midnight Show.
I'm a multi-flavored fanboy. I watch all sorts of different shows.
You're a family-style meal fanboy.
I predominantly Star Wars, but I've seen every episode of Star Trek, except for two episodes of Enterprise, because freaking Imon. Anyway.
I'm really more of a Firefly fan.
Firefly's good.
I've seen every episode of that about five times.
There's only, 13 of them?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And it's not
excellent.
Funny.
Well, before we go too much further, Dan, I want to get our sponsor mentioned here.
Sure. Maybe. One of the sponsors of the Can Man Show is Audible.com.
Yeah.
And they offer a fantastic service that Amy, my girlfriend, just tried out for the first time. She downloaded the book that you sampled.
World War Z.
And she's been talking about nothing but that and describing all the scenes that are happening in it. And she's really excited at the fact that Audible offered her a free audiobook download with her 14-day trial.
Yep.
And basically, it was just try out their service.
You know, the cool thing is that last week I was listening to the show while we were setting up for Zach's graduation party, and Christina listened to the preview for the Sookie Stockhouse book last week.
The first one that we... Yeah.
And she's like, well, what happens now? Well, go sign up.
That's why they do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this week I'm recommending Wizard's First Rule. It's by Terry Goodkind. It's the first book in the Sword of Truth series. I love that series. I've read it cover to cover twice. And the TV people picked it up and they made it Legend of the Seeker, which follows the books loosely. There's a lot of stuff that happens in the books that happens in the show. If you like the show, you have to read these books. You have to listen to them. You don't have to get these as your free book, but you get a free book and a free 14-day trial just for trying it out. And that's audiblepodcast.com/canman. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/canman. To get your free audiobook, you can choose whatever one you want. But right now I'm going to play a little sample of Wizard's First Rule.
Richard was shocked at the way his father's small home had been torn apart, as if a storm had been turned loose inside. Only a few things were left untouched. The blue message jar still sat on the shelf, and inside he found the sprig of vine. It was still in his pocket now. What his father meant him to know from it, he couldn't guess. Grief and depression overwhelmed him, and even though he still had his brother, he felt abandoned. That he was grown into manhood offered him no sanctuary from the forlorn feeling of being orphaned and alone in the world, a feeling he had known before, when he was young and his mother died. Even though his father had often been away, sometimes for weeks, Richard had always known he was somewhere and would be back. Now he would never be back. Michael wouldn't let him have anything to do with the search for the killer. He said he had the best trackers in the army looking and he wanted Richard to stay out of it for his own good. So Richard simply didn't show the vine to Michael, and went off alone every day, searching for the vine. For 3 weeks he walked the trails of the Heartland Woods, every trail, even the ones few others knew of. But he never saw it. Finally, against his better judgment, he gave in to the whispers in his mind and went to the upper Venn forest close to the boundary. The whispers haunted him with the feeling that he somehow knew something of why his father had been murdered. They teased at him, tantalized him with thoughts just out of reach, and laughed at him for not seeing it. Richard lectured himself that it was his grief playing tricks, not something real. He had thought that when he found the vine, it would give him some sort of answer. Now that he had, he didn't know what to think. The whispers had stopped teasing him, but now they brooded. He knew it was just his own mind thinking, and he told himself to stop trying to give the whispers a life of their own. Zed had taught him better than that. Richard looked up at the big fir tree in its agony of death. He thought again of his father's death. The vine had been there. Now the vine was killing this tree. It couldn't be anything good. Though he couldn't do anything for his father, he didn't have to let the vine preside over another death. Gripping it firmly, he pulled, and with powerful muscles ripped the sinewy tendrils away from the tree. That's when the vine bit him. One of the pods struck out and hit the back of his left hand, causing him to jump back in pain and surprise. Inspecting the small wound, he found something like a thorn embedded in the meat of the gash. The matter was decided. The vine was trouble. He reached for his knife to dig out the thorn, but the knife wasn't there. At first surprised, he realized why and reprimanded himself for allowing his depression to cause him to forget something as basic as taking his knife with him into the woods. Using his fingernails, he tried to pull out the thorn. To his rising concern, the thorn, as if alive, wiggled itself in deeper. He dragged his thumbnail across the wound, trying to snag the thorn out. The more he dug, the deeper it went. A hot wave of nausea swept through him as he tore at the wound, making it bigger, so he stopped. The thorn had disappeared into the oozing blood. Looking about, Richard spotted the purplish-red autumn leaves of a small nannyberry tree, laden with its crop of dark blue berries. Beneath the tree, nestled in the crook of a root, he found what he sought. An ulm plant. Relieved, he carefully snapped off the tender stem near its base, gently squeezed the sticky, clear liquid onto the bite. He gave a smile to old Zed for teaching him how the ulm plant made wounds heal faster. The soft, fuzzy leaves always made Richard think of Zed. The juice of the ulm numbed the sting, but not his worry over being unable to remove the thorn. He could feel it wriggling still deeper into his flesh. Richard squatted down and poked a hole in the ground with his finger, placed the ulm in it, and fixed moss about the stem so it might regrow itself. The sounds of the forest fell dead still. Richard looked up, flinching as a dark shadow swept over the ground, leaping across limbs and leaves. There was a rushing, whistling sound in the air overhead. The size of the shadow was frightening.
Again, one more time, it's Wizard's First Rule. You can get it, audiblepodcast.com/canman.
Hey, Canman, isn't there a link on your website?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
There is. There'll be a picture of the book.
That was click the on that. Gayest thing I've ever heard.
But, you know, thank you for the people that have tried this out. For when you try it out, we get a little something to help us keep the show on the internet. So thank you so much for doing that, and thank you for your support, audible.com.
We get to wet our beak.
So,
a little taste.
You guys seen any good movies lately?
What?
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Oh, I watched, since we're in the forest right now, essentially, we're in the Circle of Ash. I watched a foreign flick called Let the Right One In, and it's this vampire flick that I've heard about for about a year now. It's a vampire flick. There are no teeth. No vampire teeth whatsoever, because you don't need them.
Wow.
You don't need the teeth to know that this is a vampire flick.
Really?
Yeah.
It's called Let the Right One In?
Let the Right One In.
To make the left one jealous?
They're actually the left hand. Sit on it and make it numb.
Okay. Sorry.
This is, I don't remember what country it's from. It's all, it was dubbed.
Yeah.
So it was easy to watch. You didn't have to sit and read through the whole thing, which I'm not a huge fan of that. I know there are people that would prefer that, but I'm not. It was about a kid that was living in an apartment building, and one of his neighbors was this weird old guy who would disappear in the night, and he would come back. He would disappear with this big bag of supplies. He would come back, and he never knew what was going on, but every now and then he would be out in the playground, and this little girl would visit him in the playground. Well,
oh,
the little girl.
Oh, I've seen the trailer for this. This is the Dutch movie. The
kids,
they look like Augustus Glue, only skinny.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, 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 I know what you're talking about.
And so the little girl befriends the little boy, and then the little boy finds out slowly that this girl is
a vampire.
Vampire.
Scary looking movie, dude. That trailer freaked me out.
It's less scary and more, is this really what's going on?
Wow.
It's really more of a if there's fear, it's slow fear. It's not, boo, I'm scaring you.
Right, it's something more psychological.
Exactly.
Cool.
And so I can't say that I'm like, oh my god, this is so good, but what I am saying is if you want to see a vampire flick where the vampires aren't sparkly, they're not flashing their teeth at you, it's a break from, as much as I'm a fan of True Blood,
right,
it's a break from True Blood, and it's a total escape from the Twilight thing.
Do you guys have like a favorite vampire movie that you watched when you were a kid? That
I was a kid, but I think my favorite now is Daybreakers.
Daybreakers?
I haven't seen that yet. I really need to.
That's the one where awesome. They're... Is that the one that's in Alaska?
No, that's 30 Days of Night.
Oh,
it's the newest one.
That is...
Daybreakers is everyone's basically a vampire and they're running out of humans.
Sam Neill's in that, right?
Yeah. That is the logical conclusion of a world where there are real vampires.
Yeah, it is.
They basically took it to the most likely conclusion.
Wow.
Where humans are basically used as farm animals and the vampires around the world.
So it's like Matrix with vampires. Instead of batteries, they're food.
Or Blade
kind
Trinity.
Of,
yes,
I
that's
guess.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Was unfortunate.
I don't know. I was just throwing that out there. I used to like... There was the one movie that Jim Carrey was in when he was a kid where he got...
Love at First Bite.
Yeah, Love at First Bite. That was funny. Yeah. That's a good movie. I watched a movie this weekend that reminded me a lot of...
Oh, wait. How can you really go past Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
well,
though?
Buffy was good. Yes, yes, yes. But speaking of the movies like Buffy, the movies that were... there were a lot of fun when we were kids, like Monster Squad, Goonies. There was like a whole group of these movies, The Explorers... With River Phoenix and Stand By Me. All these movies from the 80s that kind of you could go back and watch over and over again. I watched a movie this weekend that for the first time in a long time, I thought captured that feel of those kind of fun, goofy movies like Flight of the Navigator, that kind of stuff. It was called Aliens in the Attic. It was on HBO.
You know what? I've been trying to watch that forever, but everyone keeps saying, oh, I was watching something else.
I loved it. I kept it on my DVR, so you want to come over and watch it, you can.
I might. Will
Tisdale
you make popcorn and sit by me?
Ashley Tisdale's not naked.
Well,
but she is in it.
It's just not worth it.
But whatever. But she is in there. She's the one who played Sharpay in the High School Musical. I'm sad. Sorry, I know that.
I think I watched that just to see the part where Grandma does the dragon punch.
Oh, yeah, Grandma. The gal that was Grandma from the Christmas Vacation, Ray Romano's mom on Everybody Loves Raymond. It was awesome. There's this awesome little fight scene in there where
somebody
starts
fighting like Street Fighter.
It's
so
amazing.
So Grandma's dragon punches.
She go, Hayuku!
Exactly.
there's a couple kids in there that one of the alien technologies is they can control adults by this mind control chip and
they,
a radio control. Like
they
a,
hit them with a dart or
like
something
a dart.
Like that.
And it is freaking hilarious. The fight is awesome. They did a great job casting whatever stunt person.
Well, they did it just like a video game,
yeah,
which I thought was hilarious.
It's a cool movie. But the one thing it did remind me of were those fun movies from the 80s when I was a kid. I'll probably watch that movie over and over again, I think.
I think Katie liked it.
Yeah, I think I'll probably buy it, actually.
I rewatched Smokey and the Bandit this weekend.
How was it?
My son hasn't seen it yet, and I forced him to. I've been doing that to him a lot, poor kid. He loved it. Great movie.
Yeah, his eyelids open. And
I come to realize that...
Drops in his eye.
At the beginning of the movie, if Sally Fields wasn't such a whore at the beginning of the movie, there would have been no movie. Because the sheriff wouldn't have been chasing him. Enos wouldn't have had to shut the hell up, and the whole... Yeah, well, all yeah, of that wouldn't have happened. He would have just gone to Texas, got the beer, and went back to Arkansas, and everything would have been fine.
Yeah, now you got to make him watch Cannonball Running.
I was just thinking that, too.
Oh, yeah, I've got those, too.
Jackie Chan's in one of those, isn't he? In the second one?
Yeah, second one.
First one.
He's in the first one, yeah. He's driving.
Doesn't speak a lick of English.
Not even a little bit. He's driving the green Toyota, and it's got the little TV screen, and he puts a video in, and it's behind the green door.
Oh, yeah.
He drives off the road and up in,
That's awesome.
Oh, and Jaws was his technician guy, the guy who played Jaws.
Yeah. You know, another movie along the same lines had Rowan Atkinson in it. What was that one?
Around the World in 80 Days.
Rat Race.
Rat Race, yeah.
That was a good movie.
That had John Lithgow in it. Not John Lithgow. Jonathan Lovitz. John Cleese.
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg.
John Cleese. Yep. That was fun. We watched that a couple weeks ago.
You remember the movie Stroker Ace? Yes.
Stroker Ace. I never watched it, but that was one of those Burt Reynolds movies.
It was Jim Nabors, Burt Reynolds. Yeah. And alarmingly, Elvira.
That was trying to recapture the whole Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, it was.
They like to tinker with things for hours and make them go fast.
Nice.
That's the gay thing you're going to hear come out of my mouth.
Burt Reynolds, you have changed your name. Yeah. Sturge Ferguson.
Sturge Ferguson.
A joke name. It's funny.
Jeopardy.
I got it.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah. I know.
Jeopardy with Will Ferrell being... Alex Trebek, hilarious.
So for anybody out there that is responsible for putting Saturday Night Live skits on DVD, I want a DVD of nothing but the Jeopardy skits.
There are 13 of them. I have them all.
You won't say how.
I won't say how, but I do have them all.
Back in the 80s.
Came back.
Back in the 80s on SNL, there was a guy on there that, Gary Kroger, he's from Cedar Falls. Uh-huh. And he was on there, he was the class of I think it was like 82 to 85 or something like that, which included Jim Belushi, not John, Jim, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Christopher Guest, who's the six-fingered man.
Oh, yeah.
Rich Hall. So many cool actors that went on to do other awesome stuff.
You're not going to explain the six-fingered man thing, are you?
I've seen him on a commercial.
If you don't
know
it. And
he does producing, I think. But
I remember him best for Sniglets.
Sniglets, exactly.
Excuse me, you have six fingers in your right hand.
One of his Sniglets was, he was talking about God is love and love is blind. Ray Charles is blind, so Ray Charles must
be God.
Ray Charles
is God.
Yeah.
Are you going somewhere with this?
But anyway,
I'm
going
to try and get Gary on, actually. I don't know if he'll come
Gary
on.
Gary Coleman?
Talk to Todd.
Gary Kroger.
He's dead.
Gary Kroger.
Oh, sorry.
Ira Needleman. He was El Dorco.
It's not too soon.
El Dorco.
What you talking about, Jesus?
Come on, he's 4 feet under.
But anyway, he was posting some of his sketches. Here's where I was going with this. He was posting some of his sketches on YouTube that was on SNL. If he was in them, doesn't he have some sort of rights to them to post them?
I don't think so. No.
But they were so old. They're from like 82, 85. So NBC Universal pulled them. A lot of them. Not all of them, but pulled like the Ira Needleman sketch, Ira Needleman oral surgeon sketch. I don't know. I think it's horrible that they did that, because I actually want to see those sketches, and I don't. You can't buy those sketches on DVD that I'm aware of.
On Netflix.
No, but I could probably get them to you.
Okay. Yes, I would like them.
Anything that's been broadcast into your home is legal to download, is legal to share. It's not legal to sell, because that's copyright infringement, thanks to a little lawsuit in 1972 when Sony invented something called Betamax, where you could tape things in your home.
The TV without express oral written consent.
No, I said that. Because they're like, oh my God, they're stealing our content.
Nice.
And they lost the suit. Sony Betamax had bigger pockets.
Anyway, talk to Todd. He talks to Gary Kroger all the time.
Yeah, I see him on Facebook, but... he posted a bunch of those sketches and was able to watch a lot of them before they got yanked. But funny stuff. I almost forgot a lot of them existed. So I'm glad that he posted them. Good stuff.
Going back to what you're talking about, we were at the show on a Friday night. We were playing a game where you read off the cards. And somebody actually put, what you're talking about, Lewis?
Lewis. Not Willis. Lewis.
Oh,
it's like... Didn't you make the Rue McClanahan joke? It was you? Like, the day after she died, somebody said, well, Rue McClanahan something.
Too soon?
Yeah, I'm like, too soon.
I got a tweet that, like, within an hour of her death from a very famous comic who I won't mention. It says... Benny White gets the notification, leans back, sighs. The tontine is complete. The Nazi gold is mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Nice.
I think it was Danuk that sent out a picture of Steve Irwin getting chased by a stingray like an hour after he died.
Oh, yeah.
Who? It's like, really?
Who again?
Danuk.
Yeah.
Danuk, Steve Irwin.
Was it you that made that joke during the World's Worst Zookeeper?
No, that wasn't me either. That was probably Danuk.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy!
I did make the back of the Bohemian that time after the fire. I was making the David Carradine jokes left and right.
That was awesome. Because that was right
there. I'm sorry.
That's in the news.
That's not too soon. Anyone found in a closet after hanging themselves and
whacking
their own junk.
His wife is suing the hotel. His wife is selling the movie company.
Suing the movie company?
For her husband's death.
Oh, why? Because
they didn't provide round-the-clock supervision of her husband.
Apparently
because
he needed
the one night that he didn't have his assistant was the night that he decided to jerk off in the closet.
The night he decided to hang himself while masturbating.
Actually, there's still an investigation
He's gone.
I can do it.
There are people who can have a little me time now. Because of all those kung fu movies that David Carradine made, the Hong Kongese just hate him, apparently. So there is a thought that he was killed and then posed in such a manner as to make it look like he was doing autoerotic.
If you're going
to
kill somebody, is that the pose you first come up with?
That's the pose
that I
think
of. It is if you really hate somebody.
Believe it or not, the likelihood of them searching for a murderer is pretty small.
That's true, I guess.
as long as you got ligature marks and that's how you do it.
But he actually didn't.
Oh, thanks, Corey, for sharing that.
Oh, no problem.
It wasn't listed as a suicide, so she does get her money from insurance policies.
Right, it was an accidental death.
But... Well, now she's going after more money, and
there was a movie.
Not like she can do anything
recently that Bobcat Goldthwait directed called Father of the Year. Bobcat Goldthwait directed this. They called it a dark comedy, but it had this kid in it that Robin Williams had this son, and his son was a total douche. I mean, he was just this real prick. And Robin Williams was a failed writer, high school language arts teacher. Who comes home and finds his son, who's this real prick, hanging, dead, in the closet, doing the David Carradine style. I mean, that's how he found him.
David Carradine style.
He wrote this book of, poetry, and he pretended that his son had written it, and it just was wrong. I mean, it was just a weird movie, but at one of the film festivals did really well. Bobcat Goldthwait directed it.
Have you seen any of Bobcat's movies?
No, I've seen them.
Shakes the Clown.
The
dog, I can't even remember the name of it, but it had a tasteful amount of bestiality.
Tasteful.
I used to love Bobcat Goldthwait.
The man is insane. The Father of the Year movie was filmed in a house that they'd rented for the thing, and they had some scenes that they couldn't film in the house, but they noticed the house across the street was vacant, so they broke in. Filmed their shots. The crew is like, he's like, okay, go quick. Okay, try not to step on the carpet. And they're like, we're not supposed to be here, are we? No, just get it done, okay?
Nice. Crazy. But Robin Williams is in there. There's a few other actors I can't think of there, but weird movie. After we were talking last week or week before about Tron 2.0, I decided to play it.
I found it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm playing it again, and it's so much fun. Still.
The puzzles are great.
Yeah. Good game. Yeah, good game.
Awesome graphics.
You know what else is coming? I don't often talk about video games, but this one piqued my interest.
Yeah?
GoldenEye is coming to the Wii.
GoldenEye, the Nintendo 64 game?
Yes. And they're turning Pierce Brosnan's character, they're updating it to Daniel Craig's Bond.
Oh, see, now that's bull.
Hello.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I have a thing for Daniel Craig.
No, I'm fine with it.
Daniel Craig is good, but he wasn't GoldenEye.
The game was good.
No, he wasn't.
No, the game was actually groundbreaking for a little 64-bit game system.
I wonder if they're trying to bring it to the Xbox Live. I thought I heard something like that, but
Nintendo's still pretty tight-fisted with their games.
Because they did Perfect Dark.
True.
That was an No.
Well, they had Resident Evil, too.
No, that's Eidos, isn't it?
Perfect Dark wasn't...
Yeah, that came out about the same time GoldenEye
Perfect
did.
Dark is now on Xbox Live.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. If you take a look, you can download like a...
That was such a big demo. I mean, it got a lot of acclaim afterwards.
But
those are the guys that did Half-Life, right? Perfect Dark? Did
no,
end up making
no,
the Half-Life
no.
series?
No, not no? Valve. No.
No?
No.
I guess I'm wrong.
No, well, Perfect Dark was done by the people that did Viva Pinata.
Viva Pinata?
Okay, we didn't go silent.
Rare did.
That's what it Rare. I knew that their logo was.
Rare hard. Did the
And Rare is owned by Microsoft.
Now.
Oh.
They did that Star Trek Academy game Rare did, didn't they? There was a Star Trek.
That one.
Who hasn't done a Star
Trek? I don't know. It was a while ago.
You mean the one that came out a couple years ago?
It came out about the same time that Tron game came out.
It came out, and it was so well done and such a good game that it got on the shelves at Best Buy, and they pulled it a week later because they hadn't sold a single box.
I don't know.
So when I went in 2 weeks after that to buy one, be the first guy, they didn't have any.
What game?
Starfleet Academy game.
Oh.
But it was good. I thought it was pretty good.
So maybe GoldenEye will be so successful that MGM will rake in a bunch of bucks.
MGM will hardly get a penny of it.
Guillermo del Toro to come back.
He's not gonna.
There were too many conflicts.
No.
Quantum of Solace, the name of... Was that the last one?
Quantum of Solace was the last
one.
Okay. Quantum of Solace.
Everyone made fun of the name of the thing, but wasn't that the name of the actual title of one of the
books? Yeah, the title of the book.
Yeah, just like seeing around.
The movie was awesome.
Oh. I thought they were both really good. I still think that it's bullshit.
Hello.
Put Daniel Craig in GoldenEye, though.
I agree.
Well, unless they remake GoldenEye, do a gritty reboot of that.
I've liked...
GoldenEye was good.
Pierce Brosnan as Bond. I really did too.
When did this gritty reboot trend start? Whose idea was this?
It was Batman Begins.
Christian Bale.
Was it Batman Begins the very first gritty reboot of a?
And then right on its heels was Casino Royale. And you know why Casino Royale was so good? It was directed by the guy that directed GoldenEye.
Oh, there you go.
Well, figure.
If they can take something so out there like the whole Batman genre.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, he's out there. And make it realistic.
Like porn.
It's... The idea is so right there.
You're right. I think they need to make a Bionic Man movie like that.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Rebooted Bionic Man.
They tried Bionic Woman, couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, they did it.
Not a show, a movie.
Yeah.
I watched it. I watched every episode.
It didn't even make a full season.
Bionic Man would cost like $5 trillion of this day and age.
Yeah, he's not the $6 million man.
What was it?
$6 billion man.
We could rebuild him, but we don't want to spend a lot of money.
They're doing road work over by Linmar, thus making it so much more difficult to get back and forth from Marion to Cedar Rapids over there.
Yeah.
And my daughter says, what are they doing? And I said, it's the Bionic Road. It's the $6 million road. We have the technology. We can make it faster. We can make it stronger. And she said, what are you talking about? And I don't know.
No.
I have a question. Didn't they just resurface First Avenue like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Why do they have to resurface it again? Did they do it right the first time?
Well, think about this Collins Road deal. It's going to be 10 years before it's done.
What?
Yeah, they're widening it.
They're widening it, putting it 3 lanes in each direction. All the way down.
I saw the plans for this in 2005. They've been planning this
They've been talking about it a long time.
They've been planning it probably longer than that.
Because I saw the plans when I was working on their systems at the engineering depot over on 6th Street.
I didn't see any problem with it any other time. The only time it sucks is Christmas.
I don't...
It sucks really bad at Christmas.
But 3 lanes is going to be horrible.
Yeah, but when you're going to work and when you're leaving work,
it's already 3 lanes.
Yeah.
That road's bad.
Yeah. Well, take a different road.
I really like that ringtone, Brian.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to.
All right. It's like, come on, take the back roads. I do it all the time. But, of course, you don't. You still take the back way, or you take one way to my house.
I have to take the back roads now because of the stupid First Avenue construction.
That's right.
Yeah, here's the problem, though. You'll notice that everybody's going to start discovering the back roads, and about the time that everybody's got, then those will be full. And you'll actually be able to drive on the normal roads because everybody else is on the back roads.
Do you know the Boyson Road used to be a dirt road?
Yeah, I remember that.
Here's why they have to recoat the First Avenue. I was driving home from the mall one day from Cranky Hank's Pizza.
Okay.
In the middle of a blizzard. It was like whiteout conditions.
Yeah.
And they are filling potholes in with the asphalt.
Oh, that blacktop crap.
In the middle of a freaking blizzard.
They were
are you
going to
tell me that's
going to
work very good?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
No, but it was that was the day they had to do it.
Of course. I guess they were scheduled that day, so why would you not do it?
Yeah, because that asphalt stuff lasts so long.
Well, it lasts so long, and I suppose when you put it in the freezing cold road and the hot asphalt on top of it, and on top of the snow, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So you're going to have little divots coming out that look exactly like the pothole.
Yeah, it'll be the exact shape of the pothole.
Be a nice little mold for it and everything. So
it's like a Jello mold.
The people
like
you can take it as a souvenir. Brilliant.
But Collins Road.
Well, you know, I actually think we should all take credit for the people that run the town. because we didn't like the government we had before, so we had to change it.
Not me. I didn't vote, so.
You can't blame me.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give Butters a pass on this. The rest of us, we're at fault.
Yeah.
I voted for the last mayor, whose name I
Sleepy?
Can't.
Sleepy?
I can't remember. No, not her.
Kay Halloran?
Francie?
Oh, the last real mayor.
Ron.
Before they changed Paul Pate.
Oh.
I voted for him because he buys his wine by the box. Yeah. I know this because I was standing behind him in line at a Handy Mart.
Wait, does he buy nice guy. Boxed
he lived like two blocks
boxes
from me.
Of bottles.
He's a real nice, real nice guy.
What's the lady mayor?
Kay Halloran.
Halloran. Oh, wow. She's a piece of work.
Sleepy dwarf. Paul Pate, angry dwarf.
We did a show down at whatever that place is, the African American Museum for the Bohemian fundraiser, and she was there crocked. She was still mayor at this point, mind you. I don't know if she's still there or not, but
Ron Corbett is.
Hello.
That was funny. I refuse to resign. If you want me out of here, you have to vote me out. Done. Gone.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do what you gotta do.
Okay, so question. Do you guys have any opinion on them closing off Second Avenue to build a PCI medical building? I think it's stupid.
I think their whole little plan with that medical row is pretty stupid.
What?
They want to close 2nd Avenue at 10th Street, you know, where the road between the two hospitals.
Yeah.
They want to close 2nd Avenue so they can put a PCI medical building there.
Well, they want to make that whole 10th Avenue into, or 10th Street into, like, a medical row.
Have you ever had services done at PCI?
I don't either.
No.
Yeah.
Then, yes.
Because how much is it going to cost us to buy the buildings out?
You wouldn't mind if they close 2nd Avenue.
No kidding.
I travel 2nd
Avenue
every day.
Road.
Yeah, it's faster than 1st Avenue.
When I go places. So I'm going to the theater. I'm going, right. I mean, I go to the TCR on 2nd Avenue.
That's where I get my hookers.
I don't get my hookers at TCR.
I can't afford First Avenue hookers, so I have to get Second Avenue.
I buy my pornography off the back of a
truck. Why do they have to block it off? Why can't they just build over it?
Why can't they build next to it?
Well, you know, we're so earthquake prone here. What the heck happened to me? I was talking fine half an hour ago.
There was an earthquake.
Yeah, we're so earthquake prone
probably
here
time to pee.
That if you try to build something up and over a road, it's just going to fall down and kill
everyone. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And that's, what, 10th Street? The
Isn't
flood
that,
made it to 10th
that
Street.
That surgery center on First Avenue. That
made it
that,
to 25th Street.
Well, yeah, not that part of it, though.
But you know, that surgery center on First Avenue that they have the parking lot under?
Yeah.
What's the difference of putting a road under it? You know what I mean? I don't, why couldn't you?
I just don't understand why you need to put it there.
Yeah, exactly. Why block off 2nd Avenue?
There's how much other buildings that are like need to be tore down downtown. You can't find something else to put it at.
Exactly.
Well, just think of the first drunken weekend. You're heading home, coming up 2nd Avenue, and you drive right into the construction zone where they're building.
Or
after enough people do that, they'll get the idea that this might not be the best place to put a building.
Yeah.
In the middle of where a road used to be.
And they just put a... You know what's the crazy thing is they put one of those stupid parking cameras right there. The traffic cam on 2nd Avenue. They put all that money into putting the traffic cam there, and now they're going to close off 2nd Avenue.
Well, they can move it.
Speaking of traffic Possibly. Things, did anyone else know that the lights on that Jeep flash?
Yeah.
The red Jeep?
The red Jeep and saying, there's I'm going to there's catch
a, good Lord, I was driving, all of a sudden I see, like, what the hell?
Yeah, if you see
those
flashes,
did you get a ticket with it?
No, I didn't get a ticket. It was coming the other direction. It was just flashing all these cars going past them. I'm like, are you... How do people not know what that is?
Yeah,
they've
got the traffic cams that they have mounted at the corners, but they also have this red Jeep Wrangler. Nobody's supposed to know what it looks like,
but everybody does.
Well, yeah, it was on. It's been
everybody
on the news now.
Everybody got an email.
Yeah,
actually,
did you
Facebook,
get an email?
Facebook pro.
A friend of it on the Facebook, they report to you exactly where it is.
Yeah, today it was on the corner. It was by my house. It was on 29th Street by Eastern Avenue, which is down the hill.
That would be like the biggest thing to get your picture taken with it.
Just to go get, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go stand in front of it. You go drive by it real fast.
Yeah.
You know, our friend Nick got a picture from that truck.
Did he?
Yeah. Cost him $75.
Holy
really?
Cow.
Oh, Christ.
Was this during the delivery of pizzas?
He's delivering pizzas now?
No, he doesn't do that anymore.
Doesn't do that anymore.
No.
Oh. Maybe he
just delivers money now.
Did he do this in the Brinks truck?
No, it was in his Sunfire, so I was not surprised because he drives that thing like a maniac. He's 28 now, and he drives like he's 17. It's terrifying. Then he gets in his big people car, the Corolla, and then he drives like a
big boy,
normal person. And you know, I can say this without fear of him listening, because
really?
He won't even download the show for the XP bonus.
Oh,
speaking of which, the word of the night is Corolla.
Corolla. Okay.
I liked it better when it was Dantastic.
Why don't you make...
Actually, you were my word last time because I wasn't... You knew?
Yeah, I was here.
Why don't you make the word Nick?
No, I mean the...
For extra
for
XP.
Last week, since I wasn't on the show.
Oh, there was a word last week?
They're like, okay, what's the word? You weren't on the show. And I was like, well, the fact that you know that's a good thing. How about who's the first guy Chad introduces for the show? And then I just got a whole bunch of Dan Elpers. Did I spell that wrong? No, it's D-A-N. How else would you spell Dan?
Dantastic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is Dan's nickname? How do you spell it?
So, hey, guys, thanks for listening. Really, seriously.
Speaking of Dantastic.
No. I'm just telling Corey's guys. Okay. Keep going.
Okay. Got one thing to talk about.
Okay.
Got it.
After that, my Dantastic story.
Has anybody heard of the video game Red Dead Redemption?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You have it's been had on the to news. Have seen some...
If you watch Hulu, that's all you see.
Rockstar North, baby.
It's from the people that make Grand Theft Auto, which you liked that game, didn't
Max
you,
Max, very much.
I played all of the additions to the film.
I finished the game last night.
How long did you get a copy?
I did get a copy. I played it for about a week, 26 hours total.
Nice.
And I beat it last night.
Cool.
And I have to say, it is better than Grand Theft Auto.
Nice.
That's what I've heard. That a lot, actually.
Well, one of the main differences is, like...
Not stealing cars?
Stealing horses.
You steal horses, and...
Did they chase you down and try to hang you?
And horseless carriages.
You know, the funny thing with the game is there's just so much to do in it.
Do you get to go to the whorehouse and stuff?
No. Of all the things you can do, the one thing that you cannot do... is go to a whorehouse.
It's unlockable.
Oh my God, you think they would have perfected that?
There is a reason with the story.
Oh, okay.
He's
shot off in the water.
He'll tell all the whores how he is a...
pressure.
No, ma'am, I'm a married man. I don't partake in that. So, that's what you'll hear over and over.
I thought he was a Brokeback Cowboy.
Yeah. No, his dick is shot off.
But once you hear the story, then you'll totally understand why he doesn't do that.
Sure.
But rather unlike Grand Theft Auto... in Grand Theft Auto, you have all the missions that you do. You go to this place, shoot someone, get money. Go to this place, shoot people, get money.
Yeah.
This one, there's more stuff to do. As in, again, you'll have the missions where you go basically kill somebody, get money, get something.
Mm-hmm.
But along the way, there's so much other stuff to do. Like, there's full games of poker, full games of liar's dice.
Nice.
Blackjack, every kind of casino game back in the day. Also, there's hunting. You can hunt bears, cougars, raccoons.
You get money
snakes.
For pelts? Or
yeah, you can then skin them.
There's a snake in my boot.
There's a snake in... That's the first thing I said when I heard a snake. And the really cool thing is that when you're riding your horse, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's just like a Western would look like.
Uh-huh.
As you're riding your horse along to, like, the next mission, you'll hear, like, row. You'll hear, like, a cougar, mm-hmm. And then you'll try and figure out where the cougar is. Or bears will just come out of frickin' nowhere and just rip you off your horse and kill you. Which, that surprised me the first time, because...
So what you're saying is bears are the carjackers.
Bears. Yeah, bears are...
Bears are the gangsters of all the West.
Bears
are gangster?
Bears are gangster. They have their own gangs. They come after you.
You know, the devil once said...
They bite you gangster
humans
style.
Humans are the least reliable creatures in the world next to bears. It's true.
Like, and there's so many things to do.
Knowing is half the battle.
Not just,
Reaper.
You can't partake of a whore or a hooker like you could in the other game, but, I mean...
A whore or a hooker?
I think, like, the first day that I was playing the game, I think for 2 hours, I just screwed around. Didn't play the story, didn't do anything, just screwed around and saw what I could do.
Mm-hmm. With a hooker?
And,
no.
No, still, can't do anything with a hooker.
Can't partake
part
in
of the story. Now... One of the first things that I think I did it for about 30 minutes is I would just go into a town,
mm-hmm.
Lasso a person, and then drag them up and down the street for as long as they'd last.
And they died from this?
Eventually, they would. But listening to what they would say, like, oh my God, he's trying to kill me. And then everybody would just freak out and start running. And you can run up to a person with your lasso, tie them up, hog tie them, and then just run around town with them, and then just drop them off. And you can go in and entertain
yourself just by hog tying people and running around town with them.
Yeah, but the dragging them through town. I mean, everything that you could imagine in a Western, it's there. It's there in some form. And
DeLoreans on railroad tracks?
That's not a Western.
That was a Western.
Yeah. That's right.
Not.
Sorry.
It was a sci-fi.
But there's another thing that's kind of interesting, and it's not what they expected to put in the game, but there's glitches in the game.
Okay.
That don't break the game, so it won't, like, piss you off. And
so it's like Grand Theft Auto in every respect is essentially what you're saying.
So you don't
No, those glitches messed with your gameplay and would you might lose a game or something like this. This is just odd crap happens. So one of the first things, I saw a few of the glitches, but some of the best ones are on YouTube videos.
Uh-huh.
One of the funniest ones is if you search Bird People, R. Kelly, and Red Dead Redemption. Somebody put to I Can Fly, the song I Can Fly.
I believe I can fly.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe I can dance on you.
They put something happened with this one guy's game where all of the birds in a certain area, and let's see, all the birds got replaced with people's models. Like farmers, cowboys, and stuff.
Awesome.
They were literally flapping their arms, flying around. And he put this to R. Kelly, and they showed him, scoping people and then shooting them out of the sky. and they just flail around and try and flap their wings and fly. And then
can you post that on the site, Chad?
And then
if I can find it, I will.
There's a donkey girl. There's like a donkey that somehow got merged with a woman, so it was Donkey Girl. So that's a pretty cool YouTube video. Some of the ones that I experienced, let's see. I went into a bar, and this woman was, like, sweeping, and then she stopped sweeping and walked away, and the broom just kept going. I was like, oh, my God, it's a poltergeist.
It's Mrs. Weasley.
So I whipped out my gun and shot the broom. And I thought that was hilarious. I wish I had some sort of a recorder so I could record this stuff. Another thing is I walked into a town and all the inanimate objects were just floating in the air, twitching.
Dude.
And I tried shooting them and stuff, and they just, like, would sit there. One time, all the horses and people were, like, stuck 1 foot into the ground. So they're all, like, moving, but they're not moving. They're stuck in the ground.
Okay.
Nice.
So there's, like, all these glitches, and I say go out to YouTube and just search Red Dead Redemption and glitch or glitches. Because some of the, I mean, there is some really fantastic stuff out there. Another glitch that I heard of, and I haven't seen this one yet, is there's a glitch with dynamite. One of your weapons you can get is dynamite. And in the game, there is an auto-targeting system.
So when you click... Don't want to blow yourself up.
You got some arst on you.
Nothing.
Nothing. Go ahead.
So, let's say you go out to a part that has birds.
Ah, my arm!
And you got dynamite equipped. Now, dynamite's one of those things that's like a grenade. You should only be able to throw it, and then it lands somewhere, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a glitch with, like, the auto-targeting system. So you can actually target a bird. So you'll throw this dynamite, and then at the certain point of its arc, it will actually look like a rocket go to the bird and then blow the bird up. So, when you shoot a bird, feathers fly and blood spurt and everything. And, I mean, there's just the glitches. They're not bad. They're just funny. And the story is interesting. If you like westerns of any sort,
isn't it a part two game? I heard that the first one was Red Dead Revolver, and then this
that
one.
Was a fun game.
No. The only thing that's the same Red is Dead. The name Red.
Oh, okay, Red Dead. Okay.
That's a different guy in the first one.
Got it.
He didn't need redeemed.
And and another thing that I do want to tell people if they're playing this game. The game does not end until the credits run.
All right. Okay.
So that's going to be important for someone who plays this. Because I got to a certain part of the game where I thought, is the game over?
Can you keep playing after the credits roll? That's a Rockstar.
Yes. Yes, you can keep playing after the credits. But once you get to the end, you'll understand, is it the end or what is it exactly? So you'll know that it's the end when the credits roll. All
right.
Because it gets a little confusing at the end, but I think they left it up to you that way to figure out what's going on.
I see.
But, yeah, there's treasure hunting. Also, another thing is in this game, you have strangers that you kind of find along the way.
Do they give you candy?
No. No, not very good candy.
Okay.
But, I got a rock.
But they have all sorts of problems that you can help them with. And I think the most interesting one that I saw was there was a guy that... one of the things that you can do in this game is collect flowers. Mm-hmm. Swear to God. It's for herbs and you can make money off it.
Drugs? Everything.
I think some of it is. Oh. But...
don't do drugs. Just say
so,
no.
But there's this one part where a stranger asks you to help him get a bouquet of flowers together for his beautiful wife. Uh-huh. So you go along and collect these flowers, and you go to his cabin, and you know you're trying to end the mission or what have you with him, and then you find out his wife is dead, and aww. He's been in the cabin with her for years, and she is his.
A corpse,
a dried up corpse, and she's talking. He's talking to her like she's still alive.
So do you shoot him?
Your mother is.
I was really tempted just to finish it.
Whenever you feel that level of crazy in a game,
I
shoot it.
But there's a lot of different moments that are just oh my god, this is just a little bit wrong. There is cannibalism in the game.
Well, isn't there in all games?
Yeah.
Have you seen Viva Pinata? Holy crap!
Yeah.
No, yeah. Does Viva Pinata have something to do with chopped up things in a box?
No,
it was.
Are there chopped up things in a box in Dead Redemption?
It was an attempt of juxtaposing the hard
Viva Pinata Redemption
armed troops we have out in the desert and the kind of things that they would do in repose.
In
it was
repose.
A bizarre little juxtaposition that was so bizarre apparently that it shocked everyone into silence.
Nice,
but anyway, to end it. Red Dead Redemption, I would say it's a buy.
Really?
Buy.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I'm pretty voracious when it comes to playing a video game, so
yeah.
You know, I ran through in about a week, but
well, I think this is maybe the third game you've told me I should buy.
Ever.
Most games you say
rent.
Well, you trade in your Grand Theft Auto game because this is pretty good.
I might.
Cool.
I did play the multiplayer on it, which is kind of
Western multiplayer.
I
have trouble enjoying the Grand Theft Auto 4 multiplayer game because there's so many squeakers in there.
But it feels so good to get on a Gatling gun and go.
Nice.
But
every time you mention Red Dead, I think of Red Dwarf, and there was a rumor came out over Twitter today from Robert Llewellyn that there will be a new 6-episode series coming next year.
Hopefully, they'll call it.
Is
it going to
be on Channel 4 on BBC?
I'd probably be on Dave.
Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah. Butters, what's new? Anything?
What? Wasn't there a game?
You didn't say anything.
Was that your Dantastic story?
Dantastic story. I met Elizabeth this weekend.
Oh, you did?
I did.
You had never met Elizabeth
before? Never met Elizabeth. Yeah, the one person on the show that has been on every episode next to Shed. What?
She has been next to me every episode. Right here in my heart.
Yeah.
So where'd you meet her?
I met her at a friend's wedding. She was actually the photographer at the wedding.
Oh, okay.
And I said, hey, Elizabeth, come here. I'm Dantastic. And she goes... Oh,
she give you a hug.
Nice to meet you.
Nice.
No,
she probably hasn't even listened. And like, who?
I don't know. I would hope
the hell
she
does.
I doubt it.
Hi, I'm. Well,
no, I'm just kidding. Elizabeth, whatever. if you listen, call me and tell me you listen. There you go.
Fantastic.
Go ahead, put the restraining order away. He's not going to hurt you.
No.
What?
Huh?
Well, I just figured.
You know, whatever.
You have to wonder how many guys walk up to Elizabeth and say, hi, I'm Dantastic.
She's
it's a lot.
She's heading to the Bonnaroo Music Festival. I think she's working it.
Ooh.
Yeah, like Ben Folds and a bunch of big musicians will be there. So she knew about this last year, but she got accepted to work it this year. So hope she's having fun in Bonnaroo. But anything else you guys need to plug?
June 18th at Wildcat Golf Course, Comics in Action.
Is it open to the public or private?
Yes,
party?
It is. It is open to public. 8 o'clock, free to
Wild
the public.
Wildcat?
Wildcat.
June 19th is my anniversary with my wife.
Way to steal my thunder.
I'm just saying, maybe I'll take her to the show.
Maybe you should.
That's on a hot date and some comedy.
There you go.
There we go.
Tomorrow is my daughter's 18th birthday. Happy birthday, Rachel.
And congratulations to her and my son for both graduating.
Oh, yes, yes. Our graduation party was, wow. I've never been to a graduation party that went until 2:30 a.m.
That's crazy. Ours was 12 to 4.
Yeah.
And a lot of people showed up, a lot of food. If you guys want any ham or turkey for sandwiches, come over to my house and I'll give you a couple pounds.
Ours started at 6 and went until 2:30. And when I got up at 11 the next morning, there were still people there.
Oh, my goodness.
We had bonfires, s'mores. We had a dance floor with a laser light show, which was just weird.
Yeah?
I made a slideshow, and it played over and over again in the front room, which irked those who wanted to play Rock Band, but it was not that kind of party, damn it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. But, yeah, good time. My daughter knows how to throw a party.
Yeah, cool. Cool. Well, congratulations again to Rachel and Zachary for both graduating, and all my other friends and friends of his that graduated. Congratulations to everybody. I'm going to close the show tonight with a Tim Arnold song like I did last week, but this week I'm going to pull out my favorite song by Tim Arnold. What's my favorite song by Tim Arnold?
Drama Queen.
How'd you know?
Because I played it a few every times. Week, I think.
I know. It's been a while.
Lot, but it's good.
I'm going to play it again tonight. There's Drama Queen, Tim Arnold.
You know how I know, Chad? Because I care.
I love you, man.
And if you care, you should follow The Can Man Show at thecanmanshow.com on Twitter. And, at The Can Man Show on
Twitter. If you really cared about me, you'd click on the links, like especially the Google ads. Click on that. And you don't even have to buy anything. Just click on it.
And if you want to, try the Audible. Like us on Facebook because you can like always use more people liking us.
What kind of Google ads do you have?
Really? Is it whatever they, it's a random ad.
All I see is Planet Universe.
No, it's the one above on the right side above the Planet Universe ad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad, if somebody wanted to buy something off of Amazon.com, could they email you and say, this is what I'm going to buy?
Yes.
And then after...
Yeah, I could put a link, get them a link.
Then you set it up, and then we go to the Can Man Show website, click on your link to Amazon to purchase that item, then you get some kickback.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely put Red Dead Redemption.
I'll do that. Right on the front page.
Yep.
That'll be Kevin's Amazon selection of the week.
Exactly.
And I do want to send a big thank you to Circle of Ash. Mark, come here. Thank you to Circle of Ash for letting us come out here. Mark is kind of the marketing guy, media guy. Hop on Butter's mic there 1 second. And when do you open?
We open June 25th.
June 25th, what time?
We are open from 7:30 till 11, the 25th, 26th, and 7th, as well as July 2nd through the 4th.
Then on the 25th, don't you have, like, during the day
on the 26th,
kids event?
On the 26th and the 3rd, we also have a kids event.
Lights on.
Yeah, lights on. Trick-or-treating throughout the maze of the haunt and games. And
watch out for this upcoming, hopefully in July, issue of Hoopla. There'll be some pictures and stuff, hopefully.
Cool.
From the place. But thanks again for letting us come out.
Make sure you buy a Freedom Festival button there available.
Yeah, you get a couple dollars off your entry here.
Yeah.
With
and
your
you also
Festival
get into the Balloon Globe for free, et cetera, lots of cool coupons.
Was it last year or the year before that you won that contest?
My logo appeared on the infamous 2008 butt button.
Oh, I mean, that's a heck of a year.
No, they got used. Actually, mine.
They got
really
used to hold the sandbags together.
There were still a few Freedom Festival events that occurred during the actual Freedom Festival time because they weren't downtown. Because
the flood hit us in
2008. And then the Freedom Festival switched a bunch of the dates to a bunch of events to Labor Day weekend that September, so my buttons were good there as well.
Yeah, so congratulations on winning that one too, you big stud.
I'm trying again. We'll see if I can get next year.
Again, closing the show tonight, Drama Queen, Tim Arnold. That one you can get on his CD. I'll also have a link to that in the show notes if you want to buy it. I love that song. But thanks so much for listening. This has been episode 90. 10 more episodes, guys, and we'll hit 100.
What it was.
Peace out.
Wear my heart upon your sleeve. I pinned it there when you were fast asleep. You've no idea how much it bleeds. But I think by now you've figured out that I'm a drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama. Yes, I'm a drama, drama queen. You roll your eyes at every compliment I send your way. Well, I know you don't believe them, but I hope you're flattered anyway. I've no idea how you're putting up with me, but thanks for the attention. An audience is all I need, 'cause I'm Yes, I'm a drama, drama queen. Raise the curtains, dim the lights. Damn it, I forgot my lines. A tragedy right from the start. Self-inflicted, broken heart. Drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama, drama queen. The show is over, take a bow. It's time to make my exit, but I guess I don't know how. The spotlight's shining, so I stand and stare. And there's no standing ovation, but I guess I really don't care. 'Cause I'm a drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama, drama queen. I love the drama, and I'll always make the scene. Yes, I'm a drama, drama.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man! Can Man Show!
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock.